Task 2. Why is it good for children to read?
I think there are a lot of reasons why it's good for children to read. Not just reading for pleasure, but all of the subjects, no matter what subject it is, involve some reading, even if it's just art. Mm-hmm. They have to read the directions to do an art project. And social studies, they have to read. Science, they have to read. And the more they read, the more their vocabulary will expand, and the better that they'll do in their other subjects. Also, for pleasure, especially here in Puerto Ordaz, where there aren't very many things to do, instead of being out doing something they shouldn't be doing, they can choose reading as a hobby. It also improves their language tremendously. I can read a composition that a student has written that reads a lot, and I know that he reads a lot by his use of the language and his vocabulary and a lot of advanced sentence structure that someone at that age normally would not be able to handle. What else? Sometimes children who have very limited experiences, whose families don't get out very much, who maybe not have enough money or just stay at home a lot, have real limited experiences. And by reading, they can expand their experiences about what happens in the world. And I've had children who, in a reader, see a picture in exercise, and they see a picture of a lion, and they don't know what it is, mm-hmm. because either their parents haven't read to them, or they haven't read books, or they haven't been out. And if they haven't been to a zoo to see an actual lion, they could have read in a book or had their parents read to them about lions. And they miss the problem, because they may, once you tell them what it is and explain, they can do the exercise, but because they didn't have the experience, they weren't able to do it. For survival later, too, if you can't read a cookbook or a manual to repair things, you're lost, and you have to rely on someone else to always, and you're not independent.